Hi, welcome to Hocus Pocus Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
I'm Dee.
And we are two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door if you're curious or have questions about the overall spiritual and metaphysical journey. We are here to create a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus Let's Focus episode.
What's up, everyone? Hey, Dee.
Y'all are in for a
major treat.
I was gonna say a motherfucking treat because I don't know why Samuel L. Jackson likes to take a hold of my body, and I was telling Susan that when I start to get triggered, because I will start cussing, and my go-to word is fuck. So when I start repeatedly using fuck every two words into it, that's when it's really, really doing it. So you guys are in for a motherfucking treat.
You are, because I mean, to say we've had a week, not even a month, like tell me, Dee.
It's been a fucking long week, y'all.
Like, I'm gonna tell you guys, I mean, I always complain, like, I'm teacher tired. And if you heard our last episode with rice, taro, and bread, I mean, I was, like, already coming down with something. I was exhausted. And I've just been telling everyone, including Dee, like, take care of you. Because if you are running yourself into the motherfucking ground, it's gonna catch up to you. And I'm just gonna tell you all, like, it not only caught up to me, it freaking grabbed me by the freaking ankles as I'm running, sprinting to do everything I'm doing, pulled me, and I freaking planted my face right into the ground. It just like dragged me into the depths of hell.
Yeah.
Felt like literally no shit. That's what it felt like.
She's been in, guys, this week, and I was telling Susan because we were having that conversation today. She's like, it's the eclipse. I'm like, no, it's the fucking cosmos. They're fucking doing, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No. I was just saying, because today was a clusterfuck of shit. Like,
no, see, like, but see,
the eclipse.
It has to be this, but I am not going to blame the moon, because it will not be singled out. I am going to blame the fucking cosmos, because they're responsible for this shit show. That's been going on for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And my poor moon gets a lot of the crap. Yeah. Gets a lot of the crap. And Mercury retrograde gets a lot of the crap. Well-deserved crap too. But.
Well, this is your Taurus moon.
I know. It's that's ridiculous that I get it under, and you know how much I protect my Taurus, because I love my Taurus moon, that it's doing me fucking dirty. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So by the time our audience hears this, you know, we just had the full moon in Taurus and the longest lunar eclipse in, like, I can't remember X amount of years it was. So
let's see. I am pulling this shit up, because I'm gonna see what does that mean? Because I don't even know what it means when a new moon is in Taurus, full moon's in Taurus.
Oh,
I've still yet to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to be impacted. So people are going to be impacted in your chart wherever you have Taurus and wherever you have Scorpio, because we are in Scorpio season. So there's going to be massive changes. So if you're manifesting a change and you are not being progressive and moving forward with it, it's going to happen. It's going to hit you rough. Now, if you're moving things along, it's just going to come that much easier. But if you're fighting it.
Oh, girl.
It's not going to happen. So
I'll briefly, and then on the side, because I was sworn to secrecy for this. But when you're telling me that it's in my freaking Taurus moon, and I'm over here, that Taurus represents material resources, money, wealth, abundance. And I was talking with one of my friends. Well, you know how I've been trying to get into that whole marketing and stuff. So we've been slowly figuring out things that just been pushing us to do stuff. We've been pushing us. And then I came across some bit of information yesterday. She called me And she was kind of just like, so this and this might happen and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And I'll tell you off on the record. I just don't want to do this. Like,
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the sanity, for the sake of this, it's been like, maybe that's what the push that we needed. Maybe whatever it is, it's the push that was needed to do this. But whether we like it or not. And I wasn't aware that it was happening in Taurus moon, because this switch over here, she's not all the astrology stuff, like deep down into the bits and pieces of it. I know that's your domain. I don't know what kind of a witch I am. I have fucking no clue what kind of witch I am.
I don't like to categorize myself. I love to be a witch of all things, but I really love astrology.
I know you really do love astrology. That's why I'm like, I know that's she's my go-to. She's for herbs and everything like that. I'm still trying to figure out the fuck I am. It's like, I don't know. I'm still yet.
It's okay.
Doing that, but
a while. Now, you know, you're gonna dip your toe into different things.
But the fact that this moon is fucking shit up.
Well, let my me moon tell sign. You, I have Taurus in my fifth and sixth house.
What does that mean? What are those houses?
So the fifth house is represents your self-expression, romance, and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my sixth house represents my job, my health, and my fucking routines. So this Taurus moon fucked my sixth house up. And because of that, I haven't been able to do like my creative crafts at all. I've been exhausted to no end. And as far as Scorpio, I mean, I have my Scorpio
moon.
But mm-hmm. I also have it in my 11th house and my 12th house. So your 11th house is your group relationships and your aspirations. And then your 12th house is your endings and your hidden strengths. So honestly, with Scorpios being as they are, right? They're very tenacious, to say the least, right? I feel that what happened to me in getting sick, I really had to be creative in how I was going to get things done, because I had a ton of roadblocks. So that's why I'm saying with this moon, with the cosmos, like, and then I don't really know about how I'm reading everyday charts. I'm trying to learn, but did I send it to you yesterday?
I loved her. I really did love her.
So I follow this. I just started following her that day when I saw her on TikTok. I was like, I am now following you. You are my favorite astrologer right now, because the way she explains it is amazing. So Mars and Uranus were at odds. So she was like, so people, you know, if someone's getting on your nerves, you're going to choose violence. And I sent it right away to D, and I was like, we're choosing violence today, girl. And I think we celebrated in that.
I love to choose violence. I've been and I don't love to choose violence. I really don't. I've been feeling very, very violent.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, I want a war. I want a light. And I do want a lightsaber.
War.
Girl, yeah. I feel like no, my core.
Yeah. I've been fired up, but I feel like because I was sick, right? And just one thing after the other, as far as work, I just haven't been able to get into my war stance. But I feel like, D, you really were like,
girl, I want to punch. And I really do. And I will tell you that I really do feel my war stance in me. Mm-hmm. Because, yesterday and even today, like, my mouth just went off on things that bugged me. I told you, I mean, I was picking fights. Mm-hmm. Unintentionally, with intention, and I'm glad that I wasn't completely in the wrong of things. No. But like yesterday, I have a strange relationship. I'm gonna be 100% transparent with y'all, because you'll hear it. I'm not gonna sugarcoat, I'm not gonna pretend I'm something I ain't. I'm pretty Disney princess over here, but I have a very it's a strained relationship in my family, not with my aunt and not with my close family, but with my parental figures. Mm-hmm. And I was in an accident on Monday. Me and Susan, we'll talk into this, but I was, and my dad just barely, he messaged me. He's like, hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I heard 3 days after this happened. That same day that he had gotten an injury, I got in an accident. You know, my grandpa was still in the hospital. And I had just gotten into that accident like around early in the afternoon, like around 12. And I called my aunt and I called my grandma and my grandma called my mom and anything like this. Mm-hmm. And all day, nothing, no text. Hey, how are you doing? Is everything okay? Nothing, didn't hear. I messaged him when I was back at work and I was like, hey dad, I hope, you know, how's your knee doing? Blah, blah, blah. Don't want to pick any fights. I really didn't. I was like, I hope you're doing well. And then he's asking me, like, do you know of anybody who does massage therapy? And I was like, no, I don't. Like, I don't keep that in my human Rolodex of a memory that I have. So, like, but if I find anybody, I'll send them your way. I'll let you know. And I just dropped it. And it was that same day where I had that argument, you know, later on about some other stuff. And I called you. And on Wednesday, when I got back, I was kind of pretty still pissed off and fired off. And me and my dad, he decided to message. He's like, oh, so I heard you were in a crash. And I'm like, okay. So you heard 3 days afterwards? Like, you're going to call me 3 days after mm-hmm. that fact? And boom, went off. And, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. And I really felt like somebody unhinged my throat chakra and just let it pour out. And I think I needed that.
Yeah.
I really did. Cause even today, some stuff at work and I poured it all out. I said my piece to, you know, and I felt better. I knew that I was signing my death certificate on both occasions, you know, like how dare might get a lot of people's like, oh, how dare you talk to this? Your parents. It's like, sometimes it's important, and you taught me that, it's like to set those boundaries, to put your respect as like, hey, I deserve to be respected, not just because I'm this or this doesn't mean I'm a doormat, doesn't mean I'm everything, and I do have a voice.
Exactly. Yeah, you need to put that, because sometimes the people closest to you, unfortunately, will want to take the most advantage. Mm-hmm. And we discussed, you know, being Hispanic, we have that, and females, we have that.
Oh, guilt. Yeah.
Just
take it. You just take it.
In our head, you know, just like guilt, guilt, guilt. You know what I mean? And yeah, you take it. And even we're taught sometimes, even if, you know, we've been wronged and we know this person was wrong and, you know, they overstepped or they were emotionally, physically, or whatever, mentally abusive, if their family was their family, oh, well.
Aguántatelas. Soy tu mamá, soy tu papá, mm-hmm. soy tu abuela, soy lo que sea. And that rhymes too. Oh, yeah. But it's true. It's like, no, you can't. And it's very, very unfortunate that in this culture, we encourage it. And it's such a hard thing to unlearn. I'm still unlearning it. I know you're still unlearning it. And it's a constant battle. It's like, I battle with it so much that sometimes like I cry. It's like, well, I'm being a bad daughter, or I overcompensate, or just try to give to like wash this. It's like wiping the slate clean for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'll do whatever good just to wipe it off, or just to like clean my karma, or clean whatever I've done, or just to not think that way. And it's such a horrible mentality mm-hmm. that we are endured. And I say this like almost like with tears in my eyes, because just because somebody's family, and I know it's hard, but it's also very hard to accept that, you know, you put in so much effort with family members, or with anybody, family members, your significant other, and you give and you give and you give, that that nobody truly appreciates it, or nobody looks up after you because you're constantly trying to look out for everybody else and just let people make comments, ugly passes at you, just little negative things that you're like, oh yeah, it's fine. And it happens in the workplace, and it happens in relationships, and it happens in the family.
It bleeds out everywhere.
It bleeds everywhere. Out everywhere. And I think, and honestly,
you talk to yourself like that as well.
And you do. And you do. And it's this mentality, which brings us to the topic of hexing.
Yeah.
It is. But it's really important, y'all, to understand that it sucks to have to tell that to a family member, a boss, your significant other. But you know what? Standing up for yourself, it's very scary, and you feel like, oh shit, they're gonna leave me. Oh shit, I'm gonna be a bad daughter.
Right.
But it's like that uncomfortableness where you're like, fuck, I'm tired of being a doormat. I'm tired of like always having to deal with the excuse. It's like, well, you need to tell me. It's like, no, bitch, I don't need to fucking tell you. You need to ask. Sometimes it's don't put the ball in my fucking court all the time. Like, ask.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And
it's just cowardice to me. It really is.
It is, because it's like they're betting on it, the situation, and you, just not to speak up because they know that. And people mm-hmm. know it. You know what I mean? Sometimes people like that are not dumb. Now, some people are, like, they're very dumb. They don't have that social, they're not sociable, so they can't pick up on those cues. And they're very selfish, or very into themselves. They have that tunnel vision. You know, it's just about them and whatever.
Or you're 100%. Maybe they don't mean it with the best, they don't intend for it to come out as that harsh. But it comes out fucking harsh.
Yeah, exactly.
It comes out harsh.
Insane. Like they don't have that social structure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or
they were never like kind of groomed. It's like, hey, you can't really say that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or hey, like ask how somebody's doing just out of common courtesy. There isn't that molding done.
Right.
Like exactly. This is how you treat a person and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I think in our society, like in our Hispanic culture, we're taught that. We're taught to cater, to like mold our personality to every individual. If it's very different, you're like, they won't, no se van a acomodar a ti, tú acomódate. We're very like Plato. It's like, we'll mold to you. And it gets exhausting. It's like Plato. It's like, it starts to bend. Like if you stretch out Plato for a bit, you'll see like those holes. And that's how we are. Mm-hmm. You know, we can, but when we get spread so thin, it takes a toll. And my aunt sent me this, and I was like crying on my way to the chamber the other day. Let's see if I can find it. Because okay. I want to kind of quote some of the stuff that's in here.
Okay.
It's a poem. Okay. So it says, when they... It's in Spanish. It's cuando te ven con una mujer fuerte. So it's when they see you as a strong woman, they think that you don't need nothing or nobody, that you can, you know, that you can support everyone. Que puedes soportar todo y superar todo. That you can support everything and you can get over anything. Lo que te pasa, anything that happens to you. So you can have like that support. You'll always find support in yourself, and you'll get over anything that happens to you. Que no te importa no ser escuchada, cuidada, o amada. It says that a strong woman doesn't matter. It's not important if they're heard, taken care of, or loved. Cuando te ven con una... Cuando te ven como una mujer fuerte, when they see you as a strong woman, te buscan para que les ayudes a llevar sus cruces. They'll look for you so you can help them with their burdens. They'll call you and they think that... Okay. Te hablan y piensan que tienes la necesidad de ser escuchada. Te hablan y piensan que no tienes la necesidad the ser escucha. So they'll call you and they think that you have no necessity to be heard. No se les pregunta a una mujer fuerte si está cansada. A strong woman is never asked if they are tired or if they suffer or if they have fallen, if they have anxiety or if they have fears. What's important is that she is always there. She's always a light, what do you call it? A lighthouse in a sea of fog, a rock in the middle of the ocean. A strong woman is never forgiven, if she loses control. When she does, they'll say she is weak or hysterical. When that strong woman disappears for a minute, it's very noticeable. Her presence is habitual. Pero de donde ella saca la fuerza, but where she gets her strength, necessary todo, I'm going to say this in Spanish.
No, go ahead.
Pero donde ella saca la fuerza necesaria todos los días para ser ese tipo de mujer, no importa a nadie. It doesn't matter where she gets that strength to be that strong woman. It's not important to anybody. It says, honor, recognize, and respect and be grateful for strong women in your life because they too are in need of a hug and to be loved. And that's very true.
Yeah, it is.
And I was like crying on my way to the chambers and I was like, no. But it's very true. It's like, nobody really takes, a strong woman is kind of taken for granted. We're taken that we'll solve everybody's problems and that we don't need, hey, how are you doing? I'm gonna have to let you speak. That way I can regain my emotions here.
I want to say, you know, thank you for reading that. That was very powerful. Not only reading it, but then translating it. Because I know sometimes, you know, translating from Spanish to English, it just doesn't translate well. But being strong, I think, for even for men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in society, if a man cries, they're weak.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that's got to stop. So our big thing, our wonderful audience, when we were getting ready for this episode, you know, we were doing herbs because, you know, we're in November and, you know, fall. So we were doing thyme and rosemary, right? And which we will get into. But
that'll be for
later.
It's a separate, yeah. That's a separate episode.
Yeah, but which we will get into later. But when everyday life just gets to you, right? And you're trying to be strong and you're trying to just get into it and, you know, trying to do what you need to do.
Just keep your head above water.
Yeah.
Just keep your head.
It's exhausting. If you continue to tread the water, yeah, you're keeping your head above water, but you're treading, and you're going to exhaust yourself. Let me tell you, you just are. So, and that's why Wendy and I were doing this podcast idea, and it's amazing, and we have amazing listeners. We told ourselves this is for fun. Number two, we want to make sure that we are engaged with our audience. And three, we are not afraid to scrap things, or as I like how D tells me, we table it. Because sometimes it's life is hard every day. And I think honestly, if you open your eyes in the morning, and you just, even you get up, wash your face, go to the bathroom, I think that in itself is strength because you got up. I think sometimes, especially after this pandemic, we we're relearning ourselves, to be very honest. You know what I mean? I think a lot of us came into an awakening.
And it's true. It's relearning and then unlearning and then relearning, especially when you're, you know, I complain so much about having to go back to the office. I am not a person that likes to go to the office. I think it's great. I like to consider myself both an introvert and an extrovert.
Right.
At times, but it's hard. I thrived more in the pandemic than going back to the office.
Right.
And it's a matter of like taking those years before, you know, before March of 2020. And I struggled with the pandemic, and I think I struggled for about two months. And then I liked it.
Yeah.
And I thrived and I was working out, and I was honestly, I can say that was my tip top best shape mentally, you know, everything. I was what I always wanted to do. So now taking that person and going back to an old self, yeah, that's still struggling to mourn the loss, the current loss of herself in the pandemic, is hard. And it takes a toll on your psyche so much, because you're like, out of the office, okay, at home all the time. Don't go out. It's scary. And then it's go back to the office. And then it's like, do this whole thing again. It's like, y'all. And I get that life is supposed to be it's always adjusting, but it's tough as fuck.
Yeah.
To redo, unlearn, and adapt all within the span of 2 years. And I don't know. That's just me. I will
put another take on it. Also, we're taking our baby steps, right? And some people just did not thrive, you know, the pandemic, you know what I mean? I think it forced us, some of us, you know, to really look at ourselves. And honestly, some of us could not stay home, and like my husband, he didn't, and during the pandemic, he had to go to work. You know, he was helping medical, so there's no choice. He had to go. So he doesn't know, you know, staying home this whole time. On the flip side, on being an educator, getting the kids back into a routine has been a lovely task, you know? But I do tell my students, I'm like, because their behavior has been atrocious. Not even just getting them readjusted to sitting in a classroom and doing their work, because they were used to literally just skimming by. But even worse, since they were at home. But I told my kiddos, I'm like, when are we going to stop blaming the pandemic for certain behaviors? Because it's not like you all have never been out in the world before. Y'all be acting all crazy as if you've been living in the cave all 12, 13, 14 years of your life. Like, give me a break, you know? So there's both sides of the spectrum. As adults though, it's hard. As kids, it's an adjustment, but kids know what buttons to push and how they can get away with what, because they're still learning.
Their hard drive is still adapting. It's like iOS.
Yeah.
It's like the latest version. It's like the latest version, 2019 MacBook Pro, and like the next, when Apple decides to launch its newest one, it's like one little tiny cog, or one little key is just slightly different color tone or color scheme. Yeah. But honestly, other than that, they're still adapting. But if you take an iPhone freaking 8, like the one that you and I had,
yep,
and you try to adapt it, of course it has glitches. You know what I mean? It's just
very buggy.
It's very buggy. So it's hard on us, but like these kids, they're like adapting and doing this and this and this and this and this.
They can.
And they're
the water.
Yeah. And there are certain kids, you know, who they struggle with, and that's on a different case by case. But I think it was a big mental shift from people who were essential workers in the pandemic. And for all of you out there, if there's anybody, thank you for your service. Thank you for everything. We are grateful for the ones who did get to go to work, stay at home, needless to say. But it's a constant shift. We were thrown into this pit of, first of all, we were scared shitless of like, how is this going to affect? When can I see? It's like, what can we not do? I remember doing the first times that, you know, when that happened, I moved into my grandparents' house because I didn't want to be alone. I wanted to be around my family at that time because I was like, well, fuck, if this is severe, it's like, oh, we're all going to go down together. And it was tough because me and my aunt would go out and we would get the food for them. You know, we would sanitize it like
crazy.
We would sanitize it and we would get into the store and we would take all our clothes out in the garage, head straight into the bathroom and like rinse off all those germs. Yeah. And it was such, it fucks you up. And I remember, you know, I remember that very vividly. And then October came around and, you know, my grandpa was in the hospital. That's when he first was diagnosed with that, with his heart condition. And then he was just so lucky that it was before the COVID cases started going up again. And then in that same month, my aunt and my little cousin got COVID and it threw us through a whirlwind of like, well, fuck, what's going to happen? What is this? Is it going to affect? And it's been tough. It's been such a mental strain on all human beings across. I don't know, whoever's out there, they have to be a little bit heartless not to be affected by it, but it's tough. Mini rant over.
No, you're good. Because it has everything to do, as we're tying into what we were discussing, was hexing yourself. And at first when I heard this, I told Dee, I heard this.
And she triggered me.
And I heard this, I learned about it, and I felt very called out. And of course, what do? I tell Dee right away.
And then I feel called out and then I feel triggered. And then we start throwing F-bombs everywhere.
Because.
Fuck no, I don't want to.
Yeah, So really long story short, Dee and I are discussing all of our bullshit, right? We're like, what the bunch of fuck?
I feel like that real. This is bullshit.
Don't say that. This is bullshit. But I'm just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? You know, like, oh my God, like seriously? And it's like Daniel says, like when it rains, it pours. You might as well just have it all in one day. And I'm like, you know what? True. But it's been trickling into weeks, man. And
yeah.
So I even told Dee, remember when you got into, was it when you got into your accident that I was like, hey, have you done like a limpia with the huevo? Because I swear maybe someone threw the ojo at you.
So I had gotten into an accident. And that same day when I touched on the story earlier, so I cried on Sunday and I had just told Susan, you know, everything that was going on. And she told me, like, take a day off. And I remember waking up like at 6 a.m. and I texted my bosses and I'm like, hey, so-and-so's happening. It's like, I need to stay home. I'm going to stay home. And it's just like, yeah, I'm going to stay home. I texted Susan, like, you know what, I did take my day off and blah, blah, blah. And long story short, some stuff happened and I was downtown and I got into a wreck and I caused it. And I remember like when I did it, I was like, yep, I'm at fault. I'm at fucking fault. Not like, what am I going to do? It's like, you just own up to it. And Susan was telling me, it's like, tal vez te hicieron el mal de ojo. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. I have a feeling that it was my 100%, I will own up to it, that was my recklessness, that I'm learning about it. And my grandma I didn't want to drive. Like, after that happened, we took the car, and I was the laughing stock of my neighborhood. Yeah, nobody was hurt, but I was the laughing stock.
Yeah.
Just my,
you know what ain't bad when people are laughing at you. You didn't tell me people were laughing at you.
No, I was the laughing stock of the, because let me tell you why they were laughing at me. Because my car, it was like literally like maybe less than a mile away from my house, because I live downtown and I live close to downtown. And they weren't laughing at me, but I was, so I pull it up and the car, the grill, and you know, the car that I have, and it has like the grill and like the little eyes on the side. And it looked like somebody punched its nose in. That's how I damaged it. So it's like a little bent, like the hood's a little bent, the radiator's busted. Cause of course, like the grill went in when on impact. And we took it and we parked it outside the house, and it's outside the apartments. And my neighbor, which is the sweetest man, and he called me. He's like, Dino, ¿qué le pasó? And I'm like, ya vio el carro, ¿verdad? Sí, lo vi. Espero que esté todo bien. And I'm just like, I'm good. I know. And it was funny. I just joked around, because yeah, we were joking around at my family, because that's what we're gonna do. Like, the worst is, I mean, yeah. I screwed the pooch already.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? Just pay what it is, and you know, I'll take whatever my punishment is.
Right.
And it was very funny, because that same day, Beto O'Rourke is running for governor. And I have a shine to him, and he lives in my neighborhood. So he lives kind of low. And I was joking with my aunt that like, he does. He lives like,
oh my God, I love him.
Girl, he lives right here.
Okay, sorry, go on.
But we were joking that, you know, it's like, as soon as Beto announced that he was running for governor, Ivadi Nora with her recently crashed Mercedes pulling up to the house, and it's being recorded. Of course, it was not recorded, y'all, but I was just laughing at that it was, it happened to be that coincidence. And that's why I was the laughing stock of the neighborhood, because I'm like, it would happen to me. But long story short, you just make a joke out of it. But my grandma ended up passing me the huevo, because I was so scared. I was like, I don't want to drive anymore. And I was, because I had never gotten into an accident ever. And that was my first time. And she went ahead and she passed the egg everywhere, and she cracked it open. She's like, yeah, nothing's wrong with you. It's like, nobody threw the evil eye at you. It's just like, and I told Susan, I was like, hey, girl, it's just recklessness. It was just recklessness on my part, 100%.
I was like, no freaking way, dude. I was like, there's no way.
She was like, no, it has to be the evil eye.
I'm like, someone threw something at you, dude. And you're all, no, it's emotional.
No, it was just, you know, it was emotional. I was reckless. That's what it is. Like, I can... when I know that I feel like something's like that, like, yeah, I'll feel it. And my grandma's like, it's because we use the wrong thing. It's supposed to be a una piedra de fuego. And the piedra de fuego is supposed to, you pass it. It's like the egg.
Uh-huh.
And so they pass it all over you. And it's when a little, usually they do this like with babies when they don't know what's scaring them, because they just, they're scared. Uh-huh. So they'll pass this entire stone all over, and you burn it like on coals. It's like coal.
Oh.
And the figure of whatever scared that person will appear. And that's how they know what it is. Oh, and I'm like, if they do that to me, the freaking accident's gonna show up. So I'm like, I can just deduce it to y'all.
Oh my God.
That's when you told me it's like magic or mundane. I'm like, no, that's some mundane shit right there. That was some mundane shit. That was not.
You know, not everything has a magical connotation. Sometimes it's just mundane shit. But so much happening, because I was even like, did someone throw something at me? But like, I'm like, no, because I know I did it to myself. And then that's when I found that you can hex your freaking self, dude.
And so, I feel attacked.
I know, I felt attacked also, but even before I read this and even before D had her accident, I told Daniel, I was like, I know I did this to myself. And of course he's like, how do you do this to yourself? Like, you're doing it. And I was like, no, because I am constantly bitching and moaning. Like, I have been nonstop complaining. Now, did I have something to complain about? Absolutely, I did.
Yes, yes, and I will support that.
And not like, not to be a baby or anything, but I was coordinating these huge events, and on one of these events, very crucial information was left out. So I had been scrambling. Had I had this piece of information before even the wedding, and that was in October, I would not have been so stressed. So because of it, I was complaining up the wazoo. So I was like, I don't want to give up another weekend. I don't want to have to do this show. I'm exhausted. I just want to rest. My kids are driving me up the wall. And by kids, I mean my students. And, you know, just normal everyday teacher things, you know. But I kept telling myself, stop complaining, because you are the one that signed up for this. You knew. You just didn't know. You were just were withhold other information. But, oh, well, get over it in my mind. But out of my mouth was just pissing and moaning. And guess what? The universe was like, it's not even that bad. You want to see bad? Here you go. And I got really sick.
She did.
And I had to call in from work a few days. But around this time, I get when the weather changes and it's been kind of windy-ish and the temperature drops from like 40 one day, and then in 2 days it's 80 degrees. So, you know, we have that.
We have bipolar weather, y'all.
Yes, that's just Texas. But also, like, I'm exhausted. So I know my immune system is already like, meep. But also,
and we had bad wind. Yeah, we had bad air quality.
Oh, the pollution was terrible. Yeah. Also, so I was like, I'm gonna get a sinus infection. Why you tell yourself that, bro? So sure enough, you know, I get sick. So days of the show leading up to it, what am I doing? I'm having to delegate shit from my house. Sick. The most stressful thing I could have done to myself. But I did it to myself. And that's why Dee and I felt attacked. So can you hex yourself? Absolutely, yes. You can. And you know what? I was even reading up on it. You can accidentally hex others as well. So.
Oh, hit me up on that one. I want, it's not accidental if it's planned with intention. Fuck.
Okay. Well, you know, we're familiar with the idea of putting a hex or a jinx on someone, right? You do ritual work. You're intending specific, either bad things to happen or just things that are major inconveniences. You know what I mean? Like a run in your stocking, like back in the day, you know what I mean? Or stepping in gum, stuff like that.
Stepping in poop. Cause that's always iconic to Hollywood. It's like you're having a worst day and you step on dog poop. And I have,
oh my gosh. Or like when you're walking and then by who the fuck even knows how this happens, but you're walking past the door and the handle grabs you by like your jacket or your,
oh,
or some shit. And you're yes, just like,
it's so annoying.
So things like that, little jinxes here and there, but it's also like illnesses, loss of relationship, just run of bad luck, right? But you can do this without meaning to. And as far as yourself, you're cursing yourself, usually with self-talk. It's certain words, it's thoughts, actions, you know what I mean? That you're doing. So it's like, I told Dee, and it's like, okay, yes. Do we complain about like the kids not listening, the house being a mess, dishes aren't done, bitching about our boss? Yeah, of course. We have to let that out, because if we bury it, that's not healthy either. But then you continue on, and it's like, or even that negative self-talk. Like, oh my gosh, here I am. Nothing fits me. I'm so fat. I'm this. I'm slow. I'm
or in any situation where you just scream at the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Work from home and you just scream and you bitch and complain and
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
So
constantly do it. It's gonna you're manifesting it. You are.
So let me just explain this to you, because I've been learning a little bit tips or tricks. Anybody who's in the blogging community, in the SEO community, because you need SEO for even Facebook. I was recently brushing up on that as of earlier on today. So what SEO is, guys, and I'm going to get a little techie here, not a little techie, a little more marketing for y'all. When you do SEO, you're trying to rank Google for keywords. So you type in, it's like maybe you want to rank on packaging. And you go into Google's keyword planner, or if you have some tools in your desktop, it'll tell you the trending, like how many searches are for cardboard boxes, mailing systems near me. And maybe the search on a monthly basis is 100,000 to like 100,000 to like, I don't know, maybe we can say like 20,000, like 20,000 hits that keyword ranks for. So it's very competitive. So right now when you're telling me, when it makes sense, where we say specific words, it's like the universe takes that SEO, like that keyword. Mm-hmm. It's like, I hate my job, or like, I hate job, or something like that. Right. And then it ranks it and you're like, okay, it fits into this category. Therefore, when it hits into this category, it's going to send a signal to the computer system and tell us like, yeah, it's a bad website. Don't do it. And that's how I think it works with hexing. It's once we focus on those negative aspect words, I'm not going to use negative keywords because that means different in our world, but in the marketing world, but and you focus on those, on the negative aspects of your life, and you use like, well, I'm too fat, nothing fits me, nothing this, it's going to trigger the universe to think like everything that it is, everything that comes in that possibility in that format, it's just going to rank you. It's like, yeah, don't give this person, it's going to give you a low ranking. It's going to give you a good high ranking because you're going to come at the top of mind, but it's always going to come at the top of mind towards that negativity that you're brewing upon yourself. If any of that makes sense to you all, I hope it does, because I don't know how to break it down.
Anymore. No, yeah, that makes total sense to me. I get it. I hope y'all do too. I mean,
I hope y'all do too, because that's pretty much what it is. It's like you're extracting those highlighted words.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's picking it up. So it's like the universe is crawling your mind, because that's like what spiders do. They crawl your mind and they're like, okay, so it does this. You're doing this.
Right.
So it's going to categorize it as like, nah, it's going to kind of categorize it into spam. And what happens like when your brain gets filled with spam, you start causing a lot of errors. Yep. A lot of viruses get into your computer. Yep. A lot of viruses get into your body and get into your mind. And it starts to debilitate your immune system, starts to compromise a lot of things.
And that's exactly right, is what you are bringing into your own body, mm-hmm. into your own body, and also like your energy. Because, you know, usually, you know, what you can, the telltale sign, right? Is just, you know, you feel like deeply troubled, or there's just, you feel worse out of the blue. And that's just like your sensitive signs, you know what I mean? Your sensitive mm-hmm. energy. And that's why D and I preach, you've got to ground yourself. You got to protect yourself, but it's hard to do that
when you're feeling,
you can do all way. That. But I mean, you also doing it to yourself, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
No, it really is hard. And we do preach to ground and cleanse yourself. And I think, I love to fucking cleanse. I do not know how to ground. I will own up to it. I do not know how to ground. But you can cleanse and cleanse and cleanse. But if you're not grounded, you're always going to feel like a leaf blowing in the wind. When stuff like this happens, it's going to take more of an emotional toll on you. And if you mm-hmm. decide to, like, you know, you want to still be like a badass girl and keep chugging along and chugging along. It's like a gas. It's like a car without no gas. Like you're literally on E and you're like, no, I'm fine. I'll make it. I'll make it. And you're playing like, you're playing that game, like that tricky game.
Right.
And that's what happens with yourself. If you don't take that time, and I mean, really take the time. And that goes back to the boundary settings that we were talking earlier. Take your days off, take your mental fucking days. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's like, oh, hey, you have the day off, can you help me so-and-so with this? And you know, 100% in your deep bone, your marrow, that you don't want to do it, or that defeats the purpose of you taking the day off, it's going to suck to say no, and you're going to disappoint some people, but do it anyway.
Yep.
Do it anyway. I know, trust me, I struggle. I still have that hard time saying no to people. But had I had said no to this particular incident and just had really taken Monday for a day to recover, granted, I would have gotten in an accident maybe later on, or maybe this was the universe telling you, like, you need to slow down. You really need to focus on stuff for yourself and stop being a people pleaser. And it's hard.
It's not even just people pleasing either, because honestly, on my end, I'm trying not to do that people pleasing shit anymore, but I want to control it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And this is where I'm like, okay, I have this thing to do and I can ask for help. Yes, please help me. But I still need to dictate and control it because I feel like that is my job. I need to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas in, you know, when I, and this is bad, you know, I called into work, I'm freaking sick, but I still had to work. Ask me if I rested. Absolutely not. But by 4:30, I was exhausted and I couldn't do anything. So Dee is absolutely right. You're going to call in. You need to call in, right? And where I'm going to segue into this is, if you know you self-text, you know what I mean? Removing it is going to take you to take time to do this to yourself. First, you have to identify your habits, right? Like we already said, do you negative self-talk? Do you always think you mess stuff up? You need to cut the negativity, the negative energy at the source, which is going to take time, just as Dee just said. It's hard. It's really difficult. If you feel it's you, I mean, I've been taking cleansing baths. And if you don't like baths, showers are the same. You need to start kind of cleansing that energy just off you. You can even bring in like Epsom salts or salts, to kind of like
get
right, or like if you're in the shower or even in the bath, like to kind of gently exfoliate. But when you're exfoliating, whatever you're using to exfoliate, it's like you want to think of shedding that nasty negative stuff off of you. Like literally it's coming, you're scraping that stuff off. Not hard. We don't want you to be all rashed up, right? But
don't go hurting yourself either, guys.
You don't want to be, you know, rub your skin raw, but you're just really thinking about it. You can even have like a candle or a white candle and just really look at it and speak your intention. Like, you know what? I realize I did this to myself, but I also free myself from all the things that bind me, right? I break my personal hexes. I break the personal jinx. I no longer want this, you know, and apologize to yourself, because sometimes we're really hard on ourselves and we're our own worst critic. And I think the best thing you can do to yourself is like, tell yourself like, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like if I were like by myself, I would be like, oh, or in the shower, wherever, like, I'd be like, Susan, I am so sorry. I am doing this to you in my mind, in my body, you know what I mean? Energetically, because also like when we self-hex ourselves or we feel like this, more often than not, we lash out to others. We project.
Oh, we do.
And I mean, I know I project, I probably project on my students. I probably project on Daniel a little bit. I mean, thank goodness he had to go out of town, so I couldn't really, you know what I mean? But on that flip side, I've been by myself having to deal with myself by myself. You know what I mean? That shit is hard.
You know, girl, I agree. And see, for me, that's why when I feel like I'm very bad, I will like self-quarantine myself. And it's not good because I need to be learned like, hey, somebody else can take care of you. And for me, I'm like, I feel like a fucking ticking time bomb. I need to go and be by myself, because at least when it's like the Hulk. If you guys are, and I know you're a
Marvel fan.
You're a Marvel fan.
Everything fan.
So remember when the Hulk, when maybe that maybe like Scarlett Johansson's song doesn't help him,
right?
But being contained by that magnetic, by what Tony Stark would deploy,
right,
uh-huh, would calm him down.
Right.
That's how I feel. Like, I need to self-quarantine, and I can take it out on myself as much as I want, because I'd rather take it out on myself than take it out on a family member, as right, somebody that I love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not healthy either, because right, instead of approaching yourself and being like, you know what, I'm sorry, like, you're trying your best.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard a podcast about this. It was Marie Forleo. And it's about talking with to yourself in the morning with love, like what you would want to hear. It's like exactly how you said it. It's like, you know what, I'm sorry Susan, mm-hmm, I'm sorry, insert your name here, and yeah, like you're doing it, you're trying, like you didn't have the strength but you showed up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being that self-talker to yourself, because it's very easy to fall in the negative, be like, why did you do this? Why did you snap? Why are you acting this way? And it's tough, instead of being just like flipping the switch and being, I'm sorry.
Yep.
You know, you really tried. Yeah, it sucks. But you did it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of,
and sometimes we just need to stop, you know, and stop and reflect. I mean, I know it's hard day-to-day life, especially if you're on the go, 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 but whether you're in the car parked, maybe, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, don't do it. Trust me. Do not do it while you're driving.
Whether you're taking a bath or in the shower, wherever you can just have a few minutes by yourself and literally give yourself like a big hug. If you have to cry it out, cry it out. If you have to yell it, fine, but just repeat it. You know what? I apologize to myself. I free myself from all things that bind me, my negative, whatever. Insert here, as D says, you know, self-talk, negative energy, negative, mm-hmm, actions, whatever it is. And just say that you break all hexes and jinxes against me. And that's what you need to do. But from there, you have to put in the work. You know, it's just like if someone did hex you, right? What would you do? A return to sender, hands down. Well, you have to do that too, except unfortunately
you're the sender. Yeah,
so you're the sender, so you have to send yourself more love, more compassion, maybe, you know, having to stand up for yourself and say no, or maybe say yes, you can help me. When someone is like, hey, can I help you, you know what, yes, please help me. Because sometimes, a lot of times, people just want to be helpful. Now, you can be like me and be like, oh, but you're not doing it right, because then we're going backwards. So mm-hmm, it takes time, but you can remove any self-induced hex. If you yoga or you run or you cycle or you swim or you whatever,
just
get it out. I'm a big fan of crystals. Sometimes just holding it in your hand just does wonders. Of course, you can use like rose quartz. You can use, basically, it just depends what you need. If you need to be more outspoken, you know, you can look up a certain crystal for that. If you're looking for a change, you know what I mean? A drastic change, like this lunar eclipse, for example, you know what I mean? And you're looking for that change. And I looked it up. It's been 580 something years that we've had the longest lunar eclipse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if, I mean, I know malachite is great for that. Burning an incense, burning your favorite candle, snuggling with your comfy blanket, whatever it is, do it for you, because you did it to yourself. And once you realize it, you can change, you can change it.
Yeah.
You can change it. It's not going to happen overnight. Dee and I already discussed that with you guys. We understand that from each other. You know what I mean? But if you take just one step, guess what? You're doing it. And you're putting in the work, and that's great. Shoot, bust out. If you never sit and relax, put a movie on, pop some popcorn, get yourself a beverage, and literally do that for you. Put your phone away, put it on silent, put everything away and be like, yeah, I'm watching this movie. And if you fall asleep, good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, do, but as long as you did.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And it's having to do more self-love. And it's so, and it's hard. And they get it. Or some people, it just comes easily. Nah, girl, I got it. But even if, I don't know if you struggle with this, because it takes me a while to disconnect. Because when I get asked, like, well, why do you want to take the day off? It's like, don't you have enough? And I'm like, what if I want to freaking, you know, spend it watching movies and sleeping? Because that's what my body needs.
Yep.
But you get tricked into being like, oh no, I have to be productive. Oh, I have to do this. Exactly. And my coworker told me, it's like, you know what? You sometimes need to do it, because it doesn't matter. You can sit behind whatever it is that you need to pump out and nothing will come out. And trust
that's
me,
also I a felt trauma that. Response.
What?
Feeling that you can't.
Oh, girl.
You can't sit still. Like if you're sitting down, not doing anything, and you feel like you're lazy, you feel all this guilt, and you got to get up and do something. That's a trauma response.
Oh, girl. And then you're talking to the trauma response queen here.
Yeah.
Or at least the runner up, because that's exactly how I feel. Like I have to justify when I take a day off. To everybody, it's like, yeah, I'm doing it because of this, I'm doing it because of that. And even when I sit down, I go and be like, oh, okay, I need to do that. Oh no, I'm doing this. And when I get asked, like, what did you do with your day, I feel judged. It's like, you did that?
I feel, but when, like, if someone's gonna ask me now, I'd be like, oh, what is it to you?
But see,
I'm so spicy now. I'm just like,
I know, and I want to, and I would love to get to that level of like Pokemon evolution. Trust me, like I would love to do it, and I really do. Like I really admire you from that, and I think when I talk with you and you tell me that, it me hace entrar en reacción, and it motivates me. It's like, yeah, you feel wronged.
Yeah,
I feel wronged. I mean, when I was telling you about my stories, you're like, damn right. And you're like, no, girl, it's not the only one that you should do. It's like, sometimes it's both ways.
Yeah.
And goes back to the conditioning. And I don't mean to throw it back in the Latin community, but more people need to talk about that. Hey, don't judge your young daughter or your kid and be like, oh, they're just being lazy, or they're being right. I agree that sometimes they are lazy, but if you tell them that, they're gonna grow up with the mindset when they're older that even they have to perform and perform and hustle and hustle and hustle and constantly be moving. And they can't sit still, they can't be at peace. Because I have that happens to me when I'm sitting down. I'll be like, no, I need to do this, no, I need to do that. And I'm constantly fumbling through things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need to cram as much shit as I can in that minute, in that segment of time. And I'm just like,
yeah.
No, I know that's not healthy.
If we're not at work and we're at home and we're not sick and dying, you know, or we're not caring for someone.
Exactly. Dying, yeah.
Then you need to be working at home. And I really do. I feel you, because that's how I think too. It's like, oh, why am I sitting down? I should be mopping the floors because they're kind of dirty. But then I stop myself. I'm like, no, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to scroll TikTok, whatever. or finally read a book. I haven't read a book in forever. Or you know what? I'm gonna finally do my reading for myself. So
and it's so
yeah, important. Everyone, take the time. It is. I know we are not the first ones to tell you.
But maybe this is your sign, guys. Maybe yeah. If you know, you're scrolling and you somehow miraculously found us through like a blog post or anything it can be. I hope you guys take that away. It's okay to take time for yourself. Like out of this whole hexing thing, as much as you put that negative energy on yourself, heal it with love, you know, like heal it with that love of like spending it, crying your heart out, not caring about what anybody thinks of your day off. If you fucking want to spend it in your freaking underwear, binging like rom-coms or whatever, do it. Just do whatever. In the words of Marie Kondo, do what sparks joy. And if it doesn't spark joy, it's not part of your journey today.
Yep.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we wanted to share our shit show of a week or two. Especially this week. I think after we did the pod with, the episode with Rice Tarot and Bread, I think things just turned on its head. It was like breakdancing everywhere, knocking shit on the floor. And we wanted to let you know that, first of all, we are human. We are also self-hexing ourselves.
Yeah.
And we felt, since we were like, because, you know, as you guys know, we chit-chat before we get on the pod. And Dee was right. She's like, this should be our episode. We should, like, tell everyone about what we're going through. And that way you know you're not alone.
And do you not understand my deep, my negative emotions towards Scorpio? Mm-hmm. Do you now understand?
Yeah.
Like, I see. I have no positive. Fight me. I love you. And I love you because you have a Sagittarius rising.
Yeah.
And you have a Virgo sun.
It was a mess. Yeah.
But like Scorpio just loves to fuck everything up. They have no fucking chill.
It's because
Scorpio season has no chill.
They need you to end, because remember, Scorpio also has death, and death means you gotta let shit go so that new shit can grow. And sometimes, D, we just don't wanna let it go.
I know you're talking to the crowd that will pinch its way to like, nah.
I nah, know. Bro. So that's what I'm saying. It's rough. It's not a fun ride sometimes, especially if you're fighting it.
It's not, and it's a, like the crab and the scorpion, and you're like, así canijos, you got pinchers, I got pinchers too. Who's gonna do it? And then at the end of the game, like Scorpio wins because it has like that tail, the venom.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, fuck you too.
It always throws me off how Scorpios are a water sign.
Girl, they're fucking undercover.
Just to me, I'm just like, huh? Because it don't feel like no water, but
there are no water. You know what it is?
The water signs, they're dangerous.
Y'all, they're undercover. They're undercover fire signs. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I love them. One of my good friends is a Scorpio, and I love her to death. But good God, does Scorpio really test me? It feels like.
Do you know where you have Scorpio in your chart? Because maybe that'll help you.
I have it in Pluto. And you know what it is? Let me see. Let me see if Cafe Astrology is in down, because I think they didn't pay for their domain.
Oh, no.
They didn't pay for, I'm pretty sure. Oh, now they did. So they were lapsed for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't. So let me look at what my natal chart, because I think that is what the site was.
Because those down. Of you out there, if you were following, you know, the astrology and all that, you're so. Once you have your moon sign, right, or whatever, or the moon, whatever it's sign it's in, you really want to look at where that sign is in your chart so you can help yourself. Oh my gosh.
So we can yeah, instead in my initial reactions, like, so I can yell at myself, no dinner, that's not what we want to do. And I do feel like that means like taking time out to rest, taking right. time out is for lazy. Yeah, y'all.
So if you do have your Pluto in your Pluto, your Scorpio and Pluto, that's just how you balance your power dynamics. Destroying and rebuilding structures in pursuit of your soul's true purpose. Individuals with Pluto in the 10th, well, I don't know if you have Pluto in the 10th house, but
let me see where I have Pluto, because I'm gonna tell you guys something. I'm gonna tell y'all something that I feel personally attacked. I think I told you. So my destiny, my life path number is an 8.
Okay.
So I, in this lifetime, in the major arcana, my strength, it's the strength card. I am destined to learn about strength and the star.
Okay.
Girl, this year, I really have been tested. Like, this year for me is a year that I have to find strength. And honestly, I feel it to my core. Like, when I first did that reading and I did the numerology towards that, and I'll link it down below. Actually, hang on a second. Let me see if I can find out how you can get your destiny number. That way you can figure it out yourself right now.
Okay. Yeah, because I know, I think in numerology, I'm a 7, because you add up your birthday, right? The month, day, and the year.
Hang on. Let me find my book.
Oh, as she is going away. So it just in a nutshell, while we do our figure out numerology, as we are all over the place, as we are just ad-libbing this, you can hex yourself. You can also remove yourself, remove the hex or jinx from yourself. Remember to give yourself that self-love and care. Try your best not to complain days on end. Find the positive stuff, okay, everyone? And like I said, the way you can remove a self-induced hex, you can clean your home from back to front. You can use an uncrossing floor wash, or just sweeping it with the intention of sweeping out all the negative energy, as well as mopping. As I said before, I've used moon water with that intention of just clearing and cleansing the negative and stagnant energy out of the home. Remember to open the doors or windows so that that energy, it doesn't stay trapped in your home, it leaves. You can also take a cleansing bath or a cleansing shower, just thinking about all that negative energy and all that negativity just washing away from you. And you can do that by exfoliating, using bath bombs, herbs, whatever you feel comfortable with. There was also an excerpt where I saw you can save some of that bath water if you take a bath, and you can actually discard it over your left shoulder at dawn, and then you walk away without looking back. That might be something you might want to do. Oh, you're back. And I was just recapping. And then you can also place a white candle and just in the heart of your home, and just have that candle there to cleanse you and cleanse your space. And you speak your intentions of being unhexed. Like I said, I free myself from all things that bind me. I break all hexes and jinxes against me. As you also apologize to yourself for self-jinxing or hexing yourself. And you can repeat that as needed. Meditate. Use the crystals. You can even use your food. You know, like, make yourself a good meal and just sit and treat yourself. Or even if it's getting takeout, whatever treat yourself means, do that.
You told me
you were getting that stuff.
No, my book's in the carpet. I found a website. You told me that your life path number is a 7, right?
I think is it where you add your birthday, month, and year?
Yes, and then it comes out to 1 digit.
Yeah, it should be 7.
Let's see.
Triple check though.
So your soul card is a chariot, and it says what You're at your best when you're on the move. Nothing brings you down faster than forcing you to stay in the same place for too long. You work hard and move with the flow of things. Others depend on your fluid stability. People appreciate your strength and willingness to put in the work you expect from others. You've managed to unify the opposite elements within yourself and know what it takes to compromise. So the Chariot is the soul symbol for this tower personality.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Okay.
So, yeah. And I would honestly tell you, because, like, do some research on your soul card and the Chariot, because that's your soul card. Let's see what...
Okay.
Usually I'll tell you what your destiny card is. I have my book. I just don't know where it's at. I think it's in the car.
Okay. Interesting. A soul card. Because I know I'm looking. I took a picture of it. My tarot birth card.
Yeah, your tarot birth card. There you go.
The Tower and the Chariot.
Uh-huh.
That's me, I think. Yes. Yeah, those are mine. Yeah. So my birth cards for tarot is the Tower and the Chariot. So it says the Chariot can facilitate, and step by step, it can be overly sensitive. Yes. And it can lose heart in the middle of a task and mope. Well, if that don't tell me about this week, I don't know what does. Shit. I feel very targeted right now. But together they are afraid of nothing and can stand successfully against any opponent, either internal or external. And when the time comes, they will rise to the ultimate challenge and be equal to it. Gosh, yes. I just have to learn the hard way, kind of.
Girl.
So, yeah. So if y'all are interested, I mean, we can link that in the show notes so that you can figure out your birth card. There's a birth card calculator. Yeah, there's a birth card calculator, and it determines your birth cards by entering your birth date, and then they calculate it for you. So that's how I found mine.
So, like, mine, let's see, mine is June. Okay, June 26th. So, yeah, I have strength and the star, and I'm telling you, like, I really do feel that this year I was tested by having to endure the freaking strength card.
Yeah.
Because I really feel like that woman.
Yeah.
Going into the freaking lion's mouth and be like, you know what? Okay, come on. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. It's been rough. It's been rough for this freaking Cancer here.
But just know, everyone, that you are not alone. Go ahead and take, or maybe you know of someone who's going through something, and maybe bring that up to them, you know?
Or even if they, if you know that somebody is going through that, be there for them. Like, and I think you said it perfectly. It's like, ask them how they can help, how you can help them emotionally. Or like, how did you phrase it?
Because I was telling Dee, sometimes you need to, you should tell people if they're not helping you in the way that you are expecting, you need to ask them how they can support you
during the
times that you are going through. So if you're having a shitty day at work, right? Your boss is writing you, blah, blah, blah. And you're telling a friend or your significant other, whomever, right? Your mom, whatever. And all they say is something along the lines, well, we'll just tell them no. Or at least you have a job. Or, well, just don't do it. But that is not helpful to your situation in that moment. Then, you know, either if you're heated or whatnot, or you're emotional, maybe not right at that time. Sometimes it just comes out, but you need to go back and tell them, hey, like, I am confiding in you. When I do this, I need you to support me in this way. Because sometimes, like, when we tell someone about what we're going through, it's okay, you're either looking for two things. Are we here to be emotionally supportive, or are we here to give you advice? You need to help other people out, because some people out there are not mind readers. So help yourself and help others care for you and what you need. Or you can ask also, like, hey, I know you're going through it. How can I help you? How can I support you in this? And sometimes it's like, just leave me the fuck alone. Cool. I'm going to leave you alone. Do you want me to make dinner, or do you want a shake? You know, do you want some chocolate? You know, like, I'll leave you alone, but do you need anything? Because everybody's love language is different, or needs are different. So.
And it's true. What, it's very important to voice, like, hey, I'm not looking for like an advice, because men, if you're in a relationship, men will try to fix things. They will give solutions, and they just want to minimize your bitching.
Right.
And sometimes that's not what you want to hear. Sometimes you want to hear like an encouraging thing. And if you can't, and you address it to that person, be that person for yourself. Mm-hmm. What would you want to tell, you know, younger you, or hurt you as if you were friends, like, you know, you're doing it, like,
mm-hmm. You're going through it.
Yeah. You're going through it. You're still coming out of it. It goes back to that strong woman poem in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, I guess we'll wrap it up here, you all. And just know that Dee and I, we love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your 5-star reviews, those of you that have done it. And if you don't know, if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and you take a screenshot and you either tag us or DM us, you get a free tarot or oracle card reading for doing so. So we really, 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 really appreciate that. And what that does is that it keeps our pod coming up so that others can see it, and they can at least, yeah, and they can, we don't get lost in the shuffle of the pod world out there. So thank you so much. That means so much to us from the bottom of our hearts. So thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye, everybody. Be safe. Bye.